You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, Stace.
Hey, Chels.
I hear you went out of town this weekend.
I was in West Philadelphia.
Were you born and raised?
No, but on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Were you chilling out, maxing, relaxing, so cool?
I was shooting some b-ball outside the school. Actually, that's a lie because I was benched in junior high. Just play that trip. Chelsea.
Guess what?
What?
It's episode 19.
Shut up, 19.
We can drink in Canada.
Going across the border.
Oh, yeah. Stacey and I did that a lot in our youths.
But I did not drink until I was 21.
No, Stacey was always the TT.
Even one of my dearest friends. So when we decided that we were going to room together, I think it was junior year of college. And so we went to the same junior high, same high school.
Right.
Like, she was like super cool. Apparently we're just in different circles, but really nice girl. And so when we decided we were going to be roommates, because I went to Michigan, she went to Eastern. And so we were going to like hang out that summer just so, you know, make sure we got along okay. And she was just like, hey, a bunch of us are going to Canada. You should come with us. I was like, because I was kind of shy back then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right? So
shy for us.
Thank you. So she was like, you should come with us. I was like, really? Me? She's like, yeah, you. Why not? You should totally come with us. I'm like, oh my gosh, sure. And then you hear her go, awesome, guys, we have a DD. We're set. But my rule was, I don't mind being your DD. We just have to take your car. So
no,
if you get
fair.
Sick in your car, I don't have to clean it up.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I totally get that.
And let me tell you, I had to deal with some cleanup this past week. Oh, so bad. So bad.
Stacey has quite a bit of stories. She hasn't told me any of them.
Listen, so.
Well, before we get into it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just hit my knee.
She scooched up to get intensely into it, and she just slammed her knee into the chair.
It's like
the
I was
table.
On a camping trip. It was intense.
Every time. We're going to start getting tweets at why I am single. Just about how they're tired of hearing that joke.
It's true. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but I'll do better.
She's not sorry because it's her favorite dang joke.
It's one of them. Well, I told you my other
Yes, we
one.
Know.
Okay, I won't say it then. Gosh, fine. Go ahead,
Except
talk.
It's on the tip of your tongue now, isn't it?
No.
Damn.
No, I just swallowed it.
All right. Well, before we get going, let's throw out our sponsors some love.
Yay, because we love them.
Thrivent. Thrivent Financial is pleased to support Reasons Why I'm Single. While others see money as a goal, Thrivent sees it as a tool for serving your family and community. For more than a century, Thrivent has helped more than 2.3 million member owners make financial decisions that reflect their values while also helping them live generously. Find out more by contacting Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596. Thrivent.
Hey, Thrivent.
We're so appreciative of Thrivent.
And so are all our listeners. That's why they keep sponsoring
us. We like it. They're happy. We're happy.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. So I don't know if it was technically West Philadelphia, but I was in Philadelphia at the convention center.
Well, before you tell a story, we should probably save some shade.
Oh my goodness, how do we do that?
We save shade with the
fake name letter of the day. So the fake name letter of the day is what we use, as Chelsea said, to save the shade. So we won't refer to people's real names, but we'll use names that start with the fake name letter of the day that Chelsea will pull out of the bowl. Chelsea! Sorry, I just kind of sprang on you.
No, sorry.
You're
pulling it. Yeah, you were talking. I should have done that.
I'm sorry. We just, listen. So.
There's not very many papers left in this thing.
I know,
right? Out of alphabet. We might have to re-put it in the alphabet letters.
I know, right? So, Chelsea, what's the fake name letter of the day?
The fake name letter of the day is L.
Oh,
where my ladies at?
Hey, ladies. ladies.
Would you like some examples, Stace?
Chelsea, I would love some examples of some names that start with the letter L.
Lindsay.
Oh
my God, Lindsay.
Oh my goodness, get me locked up. Lindsay.
Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln, we've been thinking.
Lachlan.
Oh.
There's a little in there.
Lachlan. Lachlan. Are you in the ocean? No, it's a Lachlan.
Lydia.
Oh, where do I know the name Lydia?
I don't know.
I don't know. Chelsea, read my mind. Go. Oh, she was, wasn't that the black girl in Rugrats?
Maybe?
No, that was Susie.
I feel like
that. Was Lydia? I don't know. I'll call you at 2 in the morning.
It'll come to you later, and I'm not going to understand the reference at all.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, hey, if you know the answer, tweet us.
Yay!
At Why I Am Singles.
Plural.
Or you could get us on Facebook, which Yay. Is just Reasons Why I'm Single.
Yay!
Search that up.
What's up?
I believe it is Reasons Why I Am Single if you're just typing it in.
Yeah, that's real. But we'll be like the
Or maybe that's the Instagram. It's one of them.
Listen, we're all over the place. You can find us. Start with Facebook and they're all listed there.
Or you can just search up Last Squad Standing and Google image it.
Shout out to those Detroit players.
Yeah. And if you scroll down, our picture's up there too.
Yay.
We're pretty
can I just
excited.
Say we were so excited to have those ladies in the Absolutely. Studio last week. They were a riot. They're humble. They're sweet. Definitely support
they
them.
They say it how it is.
Hey.
They say it how it should be.
Hey. They must be from Detroit.
Hey.
So, Chelsea.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I missed you.
I missed you too. I didn't even talk to you this weekend.
I know. So listen, my...
When did you leave?
I left. Well, I was up at 3 in the morning on Sunday because we took a 6:20 a.m. flight to Philadelphia.
I was up at 3 in the morning on Sunday, too, except it was because I was done working at the bar.
Right? Like, isn't that weird? It's ridiculous.
The ship's passing in the wind.
Right.
Like a candle in the wind. Except it was an airplane and other transportation.
And a car.
There. So we went to, so where I work, we had debuted our new app, which is called Requiem. So it just helps with curating the memorial process, completely free to anyone that uses it. So maybe like a month and a half ago, we found out that there is a National Funeral Directors Association convention and that it was this week, October 23rd through the 26th. So we put all hands on deck and we were able to get all of these materials printed. And when I say all of these materials, I mean, we had these things called brolders, which are it's a
bro where's my brolder.
So it's a combination brochure and folder.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense than me just picturing muscly men handing out folders.
Listen, all they had was me, so they just had to make deal. I'm pretty. No, but no, we got all these materials together. They're all like beautifully printed, and we went to this convention. This thing is huge.
How many people?
Oh my goodness, minimum 2,000.
Wow.
I do believe. Yeah, it was bananas. And so when you think about it, it's one of the oldest establishments ever because people are never right. going to stop dying. So YOLO. Anyways,
my grandpa said that to me one time. He was like, not. My grandpa, he's no longer with us. My mom's dead. And he was like, well, if you want a secure job, get something with, oh God, what was it? It was either be a doctor or a funeral home director, or, and then there was something else. And he was like, because people are always being born, getting sick and dying.
Truth. He's not lying. And it was the most intriguing.
I was 7 when he told me that.
And you're like, now I'm sad.
Everyone died.
Right? No one told me. Am I dying? Like, but like, it was the most interesting convention ever because you just don't think about all the specifics that go into a funeral home or
Until
go into
it,
a
yeah.
death. So, I mean, when you think about when you go to, like, especially for Detroit, if you go to the auto show and you see, like, all these different cars, it's like, what am I looking to buy? Let me see the concept cars. Like, it's just, like, car candy and all that stuff. Well, this is like that, but for funeral homes. So you see
tables.
You saw a variety of caskets and urns. There's marketing companies that specifically focus on this. There's software companies that do it, and there are only... two other apps there, and we're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well,
that was really cool. So
good.
We're helping with like curating the process, and the other one is helping with like just keeping like the memories like good and fresh. And afterward, it was really cool. But I mean, we were a huge hit. It was awesome. Like it was phenomenal. So
did anybody hit on you?
Oh, girl.
I was like, now that we've gotten the morbid part out,
yes.
Let's move past it.
Yes. So
if you've made it through, welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome to the dating part of the show.
Right? I mean, we had a little... Anyways, so... So, our CEO, he was able to introduce the keynote speaker. We will call him Leroy. Oh,
Bad Leroy Brown.
So Leroy was the keynote speaker. And so our boss was able to, as a part of the big keynote session, like think of like the Apple. Oh, they had
like
the
a TED
Apple.
Talk.
Yeah. And so our CEO was able to, we were able to play our video for our app, which was amazing. And then he was able to give a little blurb about it that introduced the keynote speaker. So then the
That's a huge thing.
Just saying, because we're that good. So then part of our sponsorship package, we were the Black Diamond sponsor, the top sponsor there. What? So then the keynote speaker, what did I call him? Leroy.
Anytime anybody thinks of a Black Diamond, I just think pirates. So that's
the Black not the Black Pearl.
Not the Black Pearl.
My wife wants diamond. The diamond.
And by we wife, the I Black mean, Diamond.
My wench gets the pearl. And so,
we're the pirate sponsor. Yeah, that's what right. I heard. Yar, come over here.
Right? The fake name letter of the day is not R. So we had the keynote speaker as part of a sponsorship package. He's also an author. So he was going to sign books at our booth. Well, our app, like people were so impressed with it. We had nonstop traffic at our booth, and they were more talking to us. I was there to work the booth than they were the actual keynote speaker. So I was a little late getting to So I was a little late getting to the keynote or getting back to our booth because I had to grab extra materials because they were just flying like hotcakes. It was delicious. Who doesn't like hotcakes? So I get there. Hotcakes. So I see the keynote speaker. He's kind of like sulking a little bit because people are saying, like, oh, I don't know if he connected that well with the crowd, but still, like, you know, very well-known author, respectable man, all that stuff. So I was like, oh, let me go over and introduce myself since, you know, I'm in
well,
this booth.
Well, also, Stacey, you're very personable. So, like, and if somebody is having a rough day, you can turn it around. You have that ability.
Turn around. That's not a good song. So.
No, that's the wrong song.
So I go over there, so I introduce myself. I'm like, hi, I'm Stacey. She's just like, hi, I'm Leroy. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. It's just like, congratulations on being the keynote speaker. That's really high honor, all this stuff. He's like, oh, I'm just so glad that you're here. And he gives me this hug, and I'm like, ew, you know, because it's like a lot of these people are like.
How old was he?
I would say late 40s. But still, anyone that's like.
I get that.
I already have a dad. I don't need another one. So gives me like this long hug, and I just do like the two pats on the back, like try to do the side like Christian hug. We're like, okay, all right.
Stick your booty out away from him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, leave room for the Holy Ghost. You're not leaving room, Leroy. So then I go to help out, and then I went to turn in some materials, and he was just like, oh, I'm so glad you're here, and like gives me another hug. I'm like, stop. So then I go back to do what I'm doing. So then like he's just kind of over it. He's just like, whatever, you know, packs all of his stuff up, and he was like, oh. Oh, so nice to meet you. And he gives me a hug and then slides his hand down, grabs my butt cheek. Pissed. And so I'm like livid, but at the same time, we're at like a smaller
booth.
We have a ton of traffic coming through. So I'm just like, I'm livid, but I'm not going to make a scene because then they're going to know, like, you know, oh, that's the booth with the crazy chick that was going off. I just said, suck it up and take one for the team. God knows what happened. God will take care of it. Plus, keynote speaker was already kind of bummed out. So whatever. Take your emotions over there. Whatever. So we get through the day.
Take your emotions and leave my butt cheek.
Okay, thanks. So it was a lot of, like, good old boys there. So
wait, what do you mean by good old
boys?
So
a lot of like, you know, good Southern gentlemen, but they're all like older, and it's like, you know, it's a dominant, you know,
yeah, it's definitely a
field. So my favorite was this one guy that would come by, and so, you know, I'm just like, oh, hi, nice to meet you, blah blah blah, blah. So this one guy would be like, oh, how are you doing? And he stopped, he was just like, how am I doing? He was just like, I'm doing all right, how are you? And I'm just like, I'm doing well. He said, are you doing well? I said, yes, I am. He said, well, do you feel well? I said, well, I do. And he pinches my bicep. He says, you sure do. And he walks away. That was my favorite one. He was hilarious. But you had a lot of people coming by. I mean, not a lot
of... You sure do.
Right. But it was just hilarious. Like, our team did so well. It was great.
How many of you went?
There was...
Like, the whole darn team?
No, like, half of us. But, I mean, we're a venture builder, so we're a pretty intimate team, so... There was the CEO, the VP, director of development, and me, and then the and then our head marketing person.
Wow,
so there
that's
was
great.
Five of us, and then we had a temp. She was phenomenal that we had help out with the booth. It was great time. So then, like, we go out Monday night, and so we went to, it was like this little like hors d'oeuvre things
cocktail
that only
type
like
hour thing.
Right, it's only like sponsors got invited to. So it's like we on that VIP. So like we go there, and so we're just like, oh, like schmoozing, going around, blah blah blah.
What were you wearing? Was it casual?
So I had on the booth wear. So I have on a black button down shirt with our logo in white, and then I have on what did I wear? Oh, I wore a skirt because I really like my legs, so I like showing my calves.
You do have nice calves.
Oh my gosh, thanks. So I wore that, and then my flats. I brought a pair of heels. I was like, there's no way I'm wearing these. So wore the flats. We go there, and so like the day just started off crazy. We like didn't eat in the morning, same as Sunday. So we are just starving. Like we haven't eaten all day, and then the convention part
there's
ends.
There's this like little shrimp going by. You're like, I need 7.
Right? And that's just for my left hand. So the convention floor like closes at 5, and they like shut the lights down. Like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So it's just like, let's go to the bar. But,
well, that's kind of how those go.
Right. But, Sunday night was the welcome party. So that was cool. Like, met a lot of people or whatever. So then Monday, that was with the keynote and Leroy. And then we had the little, like, you know, VIP, like, sponsorship, like, hors d'oeuvres, cocktail hour, or whatever. So then we go to get some
food.
That's
nice that, like, you got to go. It wasn't just the head of your company.
See, and it was just supposed to be the heads of the company. But then they're like, no, you all should come. You should all definitely go. And I'm like, oh, so I'm joking with them. Like, I was just invited because I'm, like, really attractive. Like, just joking around. I swear I'm not that.
Meanwhile, there's some creepy country dude in the corner being like, yeah.
Man, well, it's just.
You are attractive.
And I told the executive team, I'm just like, listen, the code words are, you know, hey, boss, like when I need to get out of there. Only no, like no one got the memo.
No, no, because in the moment you'll say it and then they'll be like, hey, and then go back to exactly what they're doing.
And I'm just like, hey, boss, you want to talk about something? Blah, blah, blah.
Do you need anything? Do you need me to leave?
So then we went out Monday night, had like a team dinner. It was really nice. And so then we went to bed. So then the next morning, we stayed at an Airbnb. So our CEO, he stayed at the hotel that was attached. And then the remaining four of us, we opted to stay in an Airbnb because it was significantly cheaper. 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and the guys, 3 guys and me. And they're just like, there will be guys and a girl's bathroom. I was like, bam, like awesome. So
thank you.
Yeah. So it was 3 floors. It's kind of like a townhome type of feel. So my bathroom was in the basement. So I have to go like, I'm on the 3rd floor. So I have to go like down 34 steps to the bathroom and I have to go up 34 steps.
I know because I counted.
Right, exactly. Like I was winded. I'd be like, oh God, why did I forget my toothpaste? I have to like go back up the stairs. So the rule was like no one is allowed to like go in the girls' bathroom. So the next morning, like I get up, the head marketing guy, he goes to get like press stuff ready because, you know, people want to talk to us, all
working,
this stuff
working.
Was so awesome. So then I get up, it's like 7:30, so I go downstairs and so the toilet seat is up. So I'm just like, a man used my bathroom and I'm upset. So I just got up, like I drink water before I go to bed, so I really have to
like,
pee.
It's a man who hasn't been trained by a woman either.
Okay. He is not married. So super sweet guy, but still. So I go down there, so I'm just like, whatever. So do my business. And so I realize there's like no water in the toilet. So I'm just like, oh, interesting. So then like, you know, I flush it and it just starts to come up and the water's coming up. I'm like, no, there's no plunger. I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. So barehanded, I just have to go and grab the toilet paper out.
Future reference for you.
Yes.
There is a valve on the back of the toilet and just righty tighty. Turn that water off.
Really?
Yes.
No one tells me this.
And then you have time to go get a plunger and not barehanded.
Oh, well, guess what? I had to do both. So so then it starts coming up barehanded. So then whoever used the bathroom, it's their stuff coming up with my stuff.
We can't talk about this. I'm not comfortable with this.
You weren't comfortable. So then I'm like, no. So then I have to go up only not 34, but 21 steps
to the second,
second bathroom to grab the plunger. I'm trying not to make a scene and wake everyone up because I'm just like, we all have a long day. I can take care of this. Oh, I'm just like, maybe this is what God had in mind when it says I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Because I'm like, I don't have time for this at 7 in the morning. So
I would have woke up everyone.
So I go downstairs.
I would have knocked on everyone's door with the plunger.
Right.
And been like, someone needs to handle their ever effing business.
Well, see, right, but it's overflowing. It's a very small bathroom.
You also didn't know about the valve.
Thank you. then I'm like plunging, but keeping like the previous person's like.
No, God, I can't.
Yeah, so I'm plunging it. So then it's all good. So then I'm like taking towels. I'm making sure everything is like blocked off. Nothing got into the carpet because it's just tile in the bathroom and then it's carpet in the basement.
This is a horrible story.
And this is a horrible start to my day, Chelsea. So I get all that stuff together. So then it's just like, okay, we're good. I'm able to scrub the bathroom floor. They have a washer and the dryer. I'm able to clean the towels and all that
this
stuff.
This is so bad, I can't even think of a witty remark. I'm just grossed out.
Man, so I'm like, thank God, this is all under control. Everything's fine. I have to take a second shower. I showered the night before, but now I have fecal matter all over, like, my freaking feet, because I went down to my bare feet. So I'm like, now I have, like, gangrene, and I'm just going to die. Like, so I'm just, like, showering and all this stuff. I'm just livid. So then I'm just, like, huffing and puffing, and someone's just like, are you okay? I'm like, I just had to deal with this overflowing toilet, and I told you guys not to use it. But what? They're like, oh. And then they tell me who did it. They're like, oh. So I'm just like, listen, we have a day ahead of us. I'm just like, So we get to the convention center for day three. So again, he's the sweetest person ever, but I just had to keep my distance because I was just like, I will murder him. So,
I would have already murdered him. So,
but we're
going to be late today.
Oh, I mean, we were 10 minutes late. So I was like, I don't even care. I literally had to
what
deal
is his
with
name?
Crap. His name was... Langston. So we get to the booth and we're busy and we're doing all this stuff. I'm just keeping my distance. So then afterward, like, we had a celebratory dinner because it was just like a great time. So they have this, there were a bunch of countries represented there. So then they had this,
that's cool.
Right. So then they had this international like cocktail hour. And so only the VIPs of the VIPs got invited. And we're just, you know, we're Yankees from America, but we got invited to like this international thing. And it's our first time at this convention. So we go. So then we're just kind of, so then I see Langston and I'm just like, listen, you know, I adore you. However, some stuff went down this morning. You're fine. Some stuff went down this morning and let me just be honest. I wanted to murder you. So that's why I did not talk to you at all today. And he was just like, oh. So then like later on in the evening, he's not talking to me. He's like, well, I'm not saying much because Stacey's being mean and she's mad at me. And I'm just like, you know what? I was mad. I'm like, I care about you. You're awesome. We could not have a successful week without you. But listen, you crossed the line. I'm like, I don't want to see you in the basement. I don't want to see you near a bathroom. I don't want you saying my name or anything that has to do with getting ready in the morning because I don't want to deal with this again.
I feel like we almost need to move on to get you back to calm.
I'm angry. So we're at the international VIP like cocktail hour or whatever. So then we're just kind of mingling. So
all right, who touched you there?
Well, he didn't touch me, but we're mingling. So we're just looking for like a table to stand at. So
right,
I go and
right,
there's like
cocktails.
These. Yeah. Right, so there's these three guys. They're kind of close together talking. So I'm like, oh, it's like the one open space. So I go there. I was like, oh, mind if I park here for a moment? Just, you know, like eat some hors d'oeuvres. They're just like, sure. So introduce yourselves. One guy was from Spain. One was from Sri Lanka and the other one was from Berlin. I think so.
Fabulous.
I get right. So then,
vacations. Right,
so the guy from Berlin, he's got to be like late 50s, early 60s. So like, I introduced myself to all of them. It's just like, oh, we're here with Rec Room. They're like, oh my goodness, you guys are amazing. Blah blah blah. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like
girlfriend.
Right. So then, like talking about it. So then, Langston, he comes over to the table. So then he's talking more about the app and whatnot. So I'm talking to them, and so they're. They do memorial jewelry. So do you remember
getting your loved one turned into jewelry?
Yes, yeah. So that's what they do. So we're talking about.
Oh, they're like a team.
Yes. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So talking to them. And
I was just thinking in my head, how are they doing that? Well, like communicating.
Right. They all speak English.
Well, I mean.
So yeah. The one from Berlin, like his was a little broken, but whatever. Like,
bravo, I'm trying to learn French. It's not going well.
Just say, oh, are you still using that app?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you about a great app. It's called Requiem. Shameless plug. So so we're talking to them. So I was just like, oh, yeah, I just had a friend that was in Spain. So we're talking about Spain a little bit. So I'm talking to the guy from Sri Lanka. And I was just like, oh, well, have you done any business in Dubai? They're just like, no, it's really not a great business over here. But we're trying to tap into the U.S. market. So that's why it's our first time here. I'm like, oh, it's our first time here as well. So then look at the guy who I'm next to and the one who's from Germany, who's, you know, late 50s, early 60s or whatever. So I'm talking to him. And so he's just been like, you know, when you feel someone staring at you, he's just been staring at me the whole time. So I'm just like, you know, So I'm just like, so how long have you been with the company? He's like, oh, it is, you know, my company. I had that, you know. She's like, okay. And he just goes, you have a very nice figure. And I said, oh, well, don't thank me. Thank my gym. So we just keep on, you know, chatting a little bit. And so he was just like, oh, he was just like, so we were talking about traveling. And he's like the most interesting man in the world. He's been skydiving in multiple countries, including the U.S. Like, he's gone on all of these vacations. I'm like, I have not traveled outside of the U.S. He's just like, oh. Well, you come with me. You come with me to Germany. And I'm just like,
I knew it.
Right? So I'm just like, oh, I'm just like, well, actually, I'm going.
What's this guy's name?
His name would be Laszlo. Ha! So.
Not German at all. I was waiting for you to be like, Lederhosen.
No, because I'm not going to call him stockings.
Fancy stockings.
Hey. You've got hosiery.
In different area codery.
So we're talking about traveling. I'm just like, well, you know, I've never been out. I've only been to like Canada and Bermuda. Other than that, I haven't been outside of the United States. I was like, I will be going for the first time, going to Israel like a year from like right. this month. So he was just like, oh, he was just like, you know, but you should come to Germany. You should come visit in Germany. And I'm just like, actually, I'm like my.
I so wish Bob were here because Bob would have so much to say about this man.
I know. Shout out to Bob.
And Dave. We miss them both.
Hi, Bob and Dave. Shout out to Jess.
Yeah.
Our beautiful sound engineer that
she's
got
not
us
in studio
today
at the moment because she's in triple working.
Hey.
Triple timing.
Hey, triple time, triple time. So, where was I going? Oh, man, so many places to go. So, so we're talking.
So it's like creepy old guy number four.
But it wasn't like, he was just, what I appreciate is that he never moved his hands. He never touched me, but he was just like staring at my face the whole time. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I feel like a lot of people were staring at me the whole time because not to like make it about race or anything, but I mean, not a lot of minorities there whatsoever. And it's a lot of like, you know, older.
Well,
like,
also if it's international too, you know.
Right. And so also within the whole convention, it's just a lot of like older, you know, white males. So it's just like, okay. So then when I'd go up and like talk to people, oh, hello. It's like they kind of stop. I'm just like, well, if you're from like, you know, down south, depending on what area you're from, and you just get into really interesting conversations, really good time. So anyways, so then my boss comes over. I'm just like, oh, I'm like, you know, this is the CEO of the company that I'm with. And so then my boss, like, you know, introduced himself. I was just like, oh, you know, I introduced all the fellas. I'm just like, oh, and he's from Berlin. My boss is like, oh, I'm going to be in London in a couple of weeks. He was just like, oh, and he looks at me. He goes, will you go with him? I'm like, well, you should ask him to bring me. So then my boss, like, he gives him his card, and then he kind of like pushes the card away. And I was like, oh, no. So then we're chatting a little more, and he was just like, you know, oh, well, you should, you know, he's like, do you think he'll go to Germany? I was just like, well, I don't know, maybe. And he was just like, well, you should make sure that you go with him. And so then he gives me his card. So I didn't give him one of my cards, but I took my boss's card. And so it has, I'm his executive assistant.
Right.
So I put my name on there and I put it next to his number. I was like, if you get in contact with him to do business with him, I said, if you call that number, I said, you will get me because it goes directly to my desk. I was just like, so. I was like, if you contact him, then that's where you'll find me. And then I walked away. Bam. Till the next morning. So we're back at the convention center. And so it's our last day. It's just a half day being on the floor. And so I see him like walking by and I'm just like, hi. And he's just like puzzled. And so he was just, because I wore the same skirt, but I just wore like a black like long sleeve shirt the night before. So it like kind of looked like a black dress, not okay. A little black dress because it went to my knees. Thank you very much. But so I see him the next day.
Girl, show off your legs.
Girl, I'm just saying.
Let those men live little.
Girl, why do you think I wore a skirt? So, so I see him. I say hi, and he looks kind of shocked. He's like, "Why are you here?" And I'm just like, "Because I work for Requiem. That's why I'm here." He's just like, "Oh, but why?" Why do they have you work? I was like, well, because I'm a woman and I choose to work because I like to work. He's like, oh. He's like, oh, come to my booth. Come to my booth. So he goes to like escort me or like, you know, just you know,
right.
Come with my booth.
Take
so,
my arm.
Right. So
fancy
just,
lady.
Right. So I just kind of like patted him on the shoulder and then I like followed him over. And then the guy from Sri Lanka was there. So then he, Laszlo. He went to go talk to someone else, and then I was talking to the guy from Sri Lanka. So that's when we were talking about the different markets that they've invested in. There's this one beautiful like piece of jewelry, and it was surprisingly only like $400, but it was gorgeous. And I was just like, oh my goodness. I'm like, and you can really like store ashes, and it has a matching ring. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. But Yeah, lots of older men and whatnot and looks and yeah, it was a good time. I swear it was one of the most interesting things I've ever went to. Like they had, it's not called a mariachi band because there's like 20 members, but they're all in like these sequined, like fluorescent,
it's like a super
outfits.
Mariachi band.
Exactly. Like they were there at the welcome party and at the keynote. Like
it's like Mario runs around in the video game until he eats the mushroom and gets super.
Yes, they were all so super. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. But it was a ton of fun. It's one of the like most interesting things I've ever been to. So I know my dad's gonna like pass out when I tell him like all these stories. Whenever I tell him about like being
your dad listens to the show, right?
Not really. If I'm being completely honest. Look at that, isn't that a beautiful piece of jewelry?
Yeah.
And then that's the guy that owns that. We'll have to cut that out. So,
but we'll cut it out, but we'll post it on Instagram. And by we, I mean Stacey, because I don't know how to use Instagram.
Oh, listen, I was all over Snapchat this week. It was ridiculous.
So let me tell you.
Tell me. So, last week
we talked about the smelly guy and how we went on that date, and it ended very abruptly.
So I
had been talking to this guy.
What was his name?
Let's call him Legolas. From the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. I'm like, why does
played
it
by Orlando Bloom.
Hey.
Foxy.
Ooh.
So foxy. I had a poster of him.
Oh, you did? Because it looked like, because I remember your theory behind it. It looks like you were like,
if he was waking up in the morning and he was like, good morning, beautiful. Yeah.
And you're just like, stop.
Lovely.
I was just talking to someone about Drake the other day yesterday. The one song, Best I Ever Had. Mm-hmm. Baby, you're my everything. You're all I ever wanted. Like, I cannot stand that the unedited version is you the effing best. I can't stand that. I'm like, you don't need the F word. It's super cute if it just goes you the best.
I was just talking to somebody about how unnecessary the F word is sometimes. Now, mind you, I am a very big fan of the F word. It gets my point across.
I mean,
but sometimes.
We're praying.
But sometimes it's not. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about Legolas.
Hey.
That was a sad bell is what that just was.
I hope it's not a sad story.
It always is.
No.
So,
darn it.
So we were talking online and we went back and forth. And okay, lately I have been so busy. I've been working a lot. It's the holiday season.
Girl.
In retail, which I know it's October, but it is the holiday season already. And so we end up with a lot of hours. So I've worked my normal job, my normal night job, my normal early morning job, and then I work 40 hours in the middle of the week, which I don't normally do. So I've been pretty tired.
She works hard for the money. So hard for me, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right.
So we'd been talking back and forth, and I really liked him. Like, we had a good rapport. He was pretty witty, and we decide we're going to meet up.
Okay.
And he shows up, and he looks like his picture.
What?
Win.
What?
He looks like his picture, and he has all of his teeth and all of his little things that are very, very important.
True.
Turns out, full disclosure, like, we start walking and talking, and I'm just, you know, casually being like, hey, so it's nice to finally meet you, Legolas, in person. Like, we've been having good talks. So, you know, let's talk. How was your day? And then there's this, like, delay? We weren't anywhere crazy. Like, we literally went to a coffee shop that was indoors. It's been chilly this week. And so we were just going to sit and eat, like, drink coffee and then see how it's a safe first meeting.
I get a drink that is four words or less.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Dave.
Green tea, soy green tea latte.
Yeah. Vegan.
Oh, yay. So he, like this long pause, and then he's like, it's good. It was good. Yeah, it's good. And I'm like, okay, maybe he's just really nervous.
Maybe he's a funeral director.
We're not making excuses like that.
Oh,
that's
my
not
goodness.
Gonna go well.
I went to church last night and they were talking about just like, you know, waiting in faith for whatever God told you that would happen. And he was just like, and he's like, the biggest cuss word for Christians is patience. Because then when you run out of patience, you start to rationalize and you're thinking, oh, maybe God won't do what he said he would do. Maybe he meant blah, 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 blah. Don't rationalize. I'm like, oh, God, maybe Chelsea's here and she didn't tell me.
What does Chelsea talk about on the show all the time?
Mommy gets mad at me.
Maybe he was smart and he just, no. Okay, so I was doing that, like giving him, because, you know, I get it. Like, I'm a big personality. And, but also I was just saying, like, how was your day? What did you do at your job? These are basic questions anyone's going to ask
mob.
You.
I took care of business. Like, at it that went well. Went to the bakery.
We're not going
to
talk about it.
Forget about it. Forget about it. Met this chick.
So, I mean, this is the most pulling teeth I've ever had to do with a guy that I had such a witty conversation with on the phone. So then he says, hang on. And I'm like, okay. He pulls out his phone and he types something. He gets a phone call. And he goes, excuse me. He walks away for a minute. At least he said, excuse me.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm just going to drink my soy latte. And then he comes back and he sets the phone down. He does not hang up the phone.
Whoa.
So I'm like, I don't know if he just didn't think I was going to notice, but now he's got his Bluetooth in. And so his phone's on and connected and his Bluetooth's in. And he's like, okay, continue. And I'm like,
so I know I only do that when I get pulled over, just in case things are funny. I want to witness.
Well, no, that's real. I mean, mind you, you have every right to pull out a camera or whatever. But like in the dating coffee situation, he's like, okay, go ahead. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm thinking like, okay, you can ignore the fact that his phone's on and now this date has a third person that you don't know, but there's definitely someone else listening. And I'm like, so, you know, do you like to sing? Because I host karaoke and I love to sing. And then he's like,
Yes,
I do like to sing. I'm not very good though.
Was it Charmaine on the other line?
Oh my god, that would have been so it turns out, and I sat there and I'm like the longest, and he's not even like trying to pretend like he's not listening. He's not even looking at me when he's listening. His eyes go up like, you know how you're like you close your eyes to listen to something and then you come back. Seriously. So I finally, I mean, like two questions and then of the back and forth with the pausing. And I go, okay, what's going on?
Thank you.
And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like,
are you on a conference call?
And I was like, obviously the phone's still on and you have the Bluetooth now. Someone's on the other line. Like, what's going on? Are you having trouble talking to me? Like, and then he's like, I gotta tell her. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? What the heck
like
is
looking
going
around
on?
Like,
so then he hangs up the phone and he sets the Bluetooth down and everything. So I know it's just him now. And he goes, so, and he's looking at the table like the whole time. And he's like, it wasn't actually me who was talking to you. it was my sister. And she thinks that you'd be good for me. And I just, and he's like twiddling his fingers the whole time. And he's like, I'm really shy and I don't want to, and he starts stammering and I'm like, listen, like if you're shy, if you're having that kind of an issue, like talking to somebody, you know, full disclosure, you could tell me but hey, you're that uncomfortable that you can't be actually like, you can't talk to me without your sister talking you through it.
Wow.
Why did you agree to meet me? And he goes, well, because I like talking to you, but, and I'm like, but your sister was talking to me. And
wow.
So yeah, I was talking to this dude's sister for a week.
Wow.
Thankfully, I don't talk dirty on the stinking datey tights because that would have been super awkward.
Man, good thing you did. You didn't talk about like being an esthetician and where you work. It's just like, wait, facials?
What's it? Wait, facials?
I'm like, I love facials.
Yeah, I'm really very conscious of my skincare since I'm getting older.
There is this one guy that I know, and actually there's a couple people. And so there's two sides to it, because it's just like where there's shy people that I know. And you see them in person, and they'll barely say hi, kind of like this guy.
Right.
Just like, you know, just kind of smile, wave, nod, whatever. You're just like, oh, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well, see you later. I'm not going to, like, press into anything.
Right.
But then on social media, they just go in. And I'm just like, so I'm just like, oh, for real?
So you
can't
need that
say
mask. You got to hide.
Right. But then on the flip side, so I know, like, a few people that have – anxiety and stuff like that. And it's nice that they're able to use social media to get their thoughts clearly across. Like, they'll write like a paragraph or whatever out. And it's just like, oh, okay. But there's this one dude, and it bothers me because he'll like post, he posts like all like dope stuff, like really cool. But it's like in person, he cannot have a conversation with
you.
That's
weird.
And it gets on my last nerve. Like, it's not even that I like the guy or anything, but it's just like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, how do you get a job? Like, you know, so tell me about yourself.
Let me text it to you.
Right. It's like, what's her face? Tina from Bob's Burgers. I just started watching that show and it's hilarious.
So I sat there and I'm like in my head going, like, so first off, my head's like, really? Like, nobody's going to believe
how old was he?
30, 31, oh, something
maybe.
Like that.
No,
like,
at least his sister was.
Well, right. So
how does her skin look?
Well, at that point, I sat there and I was like, okay, if you're so uncomfortable to meet someone, I was like, is it the situation that we're in that it's one-on-one? And I'm like, because if you would have sat there and said, hey, I'd like to meet you, but I'm better in, like, pairs, is there any way, is it okay if I bring, like, another couple along so we can maybe have, like, you know, like, bring a couple, like, have a double date kind of meet thing?
That's real.
Because at that point, one, I can have a good conversation with a brick wall. So you bring
story of my week
and your freaking like sister and your sister's boyfriend or whatever. Who knows if your sister has a boyfriend if she's taking the time to do all this dating stuff for you.
Dang. Does he go on dates for her? Does he like pre-screen?
I mean, he can't. He couldn't talk. But at least then you've got three people or two other people that are like, oh, yeah, he's awesome. Da, da, da. Like, and kind of helping force the conversation along. And I was like, is that what's going on? Like, do you wish that maybe you had suggested like a double date kind of thing? And he's like,
oh,
well, I mean, now that you say that, maybe, but like, I don't really like coffee. And I'm like, you ordered black coffee.
Whoa.
Like, we're at Starbucks. There's a million. If you don't like coffee, get hot chocolate. It comes in the same cup. Nobody's going to freaking care.
Get a green tea, soy latte, boo.
I don't like coffee. You don't see me drinking coffee. So it's like, I do like coffee sometimes, but not like on a normal basis.
Yeah,
so I'm just like, and then I was like, you look like your picture. He's not a bad looking guy. He's got straight teeth. Like, these are good things going for you. But if you can't have a conversation with somebody in real life, how the heck do you expect to get anywhere?
See, and on the flip side, so it's like you guys, you know, met, well, kind of online, and then you met him in person. So when you meet someone in person and then they hit me up like online later, like, you know, give me a Facebook message or something like that. And it's like, if they didn't talk to me at all at the party, it's not like, oh, super crowded, I couldn't find you, so many people. It's like, if we were in the same circle the whole time and not once you were just like, oh, you must step out and get some air or something like that. It's like, if you can't like man up or adult up even and
right.
just come to me and be like, hey, what's going on? Let's have a conversation.
We had a mutual friend of ours. I went to a Halloween party, a big Halloween party, super fun. Guy doesn't do it anymore. It was so much fun. And so we have this big party and somebody takes a picture of my friend from this party and then posts it on Facebook and says, does anyone know who this girl is? I have to meet this girl.
Whoa.
And so she goes through and she's like, I find the picture and I'm like, oh my God, this guy. And at first, you know, with the age that we were then, we're thinking like, oh my God, he likes you. He put in effort to find you. It's like Cinderella in the shoe. And then she messages him and she starts talking to him. And then sure enough, yeah, he was staring at her the whole time. Like, he never went up to talk to her. And it's like, it's a party. Everybody's drinking. Everybody's having a good time.
Right?
Man, people. So I just got a message on it. I just got a really bad first impression.
Oh, bad impression.
So then I sat there.
That's ridiculous.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to make this easier for you. I am a very outgoing person. I have no problem talking to anybody. If you have a problem talking to me, this is not going to work. And I'm like, boom. You can let your sister know that this is not a good situation.
You tell your girl.
And I'm like, I feel like you're old enough that you should be able to deal with this, deal with meeting somebody for coffee. And I'm like, and also, I asked you if coffee was, if meeting at a Starbucks was okay, like four times. And you were like, yeah, no, sounds good. But oh, wait, that was your sister.
Dang.
Like, but then you get to Starbucks and you just order a black coffee because we're at a Starbucks? What?
What do you recommend that isn't coffee here?
Right. Done. I mean, shoot, they have juice.
Hey, juice.
It was just so so weird because I was like, wait, no, I mean, this, the pauses and then the Bluetooth. I couldn't believe it. Oh, anyway.
Come on.
Okay, so I have another little quick one before we jump into first impressions.
More.
So I did get a I did get a first impression that I was going through them and I laughed my butt off. So
look like it because your butt looks good.
Oh, fine.
Thank you, Jim.
So Dave and Stacy have been saying it for a really long time. There's gonna come a point where somebody is gonna find out that I on the dating sites have a podcast about dating.
Right. Oh my gosh, you have a podcast?
I'm going to yes, I do.
Can I co-host it?
Yes.
Yes. Sold. Let's be friends.
Let's go back in time to when we were 12. And
oh.
Yeah, dude, do you realize next year it's going to be 20 years?
Whoa.
Did that hurt?
No, it's beautiful, but is it bad that I didn't remember our anniversary?
Baby, what happened?
Oh,
my hair fell out.
Oh.
The headphones.
You have a really cute headband on.
Thank you. I know I just messed it up like crazy, but that's fine. Anyway, okay. I mean, I am going to slightly side note on this too. It kind of correlates.
You better sidebar.
I'm going to sidebar.
Bar.
Sidebar means we have to leave.
Oh, no.
Side
no.
Side note.
Side note. Sorry.
Okay. So I was at a party on Sunday, and a friend of mine, Lorraine. It was her birthday.
Hey, girl.
And it was also a Halloween party.
Oh.
And so I knew a bunch of people there. There was like Lorraine and Lucy and Lucius and Lawrence. And anyway, so.
Wait, was LaQuisha there?
LaQuisha was there.
Yeah. Hey, girl.
So that was such a cheesy laugh. I don't even know where that came from.
I liked it.
So Lawrence comes up to me and he tells me that he listens to my show. These are friends of mine. I'm happy that they listen to the show. Thank you.
Hi,
and he tells me, he goes, and mind you, everybody's a little tipsy at this point. I showed up a little late, fashionably on time.
Hey.
And I actually hate being late. Anybody who knows me knows that. So like,
listen, I called Chelsea on the way here. I was like, dude, I'm running late. I'm just now leaving work. I'm sorry. And it was still like 5 minutes early. But still.
But it's totally fine. Still. And it's just my thing. I like to be here early. I don't know.
For parties? Like, we did that all this weekend. To all the different mixers and stuff, we're like, can't be the first ones there.
Well, you can't be the first ones anywhere. It's like, it's bad form. Really? Yeah, I don't know. But then somebody has to be the first one, or everybody else is just sitting outside.
It's kind of like when you go to the bar and there's a dance floor and there's no one on it. It's like, you can't be the first
people on the dance floor.
Are you really?
Yes.
Is it just you, or do you bring like
No, I'll bring a friend.
Okay.
But it's so there's usually like two of us. But
oh
yeah.
My gosh.
But we usually get the party going.
Ah, there it is. So, see, I don't have that much confidence, so there it is.
I don't even have good dance moves. I feel like that's why people
I thought
like
I was a great dancer until I roomed with Latasha. And we were dancing, and she was just like, you are an awful dancer. Oh, and I'm like, what? I was just like, but I'm on beat. She goes, it still doesn't mean you can dance well. I'm like, dang.
Burn. Okay, so Lawrence comes up to me and he's like, hey, we listen to your podcast. Everything's great. And he goes, there's a couple of us here and we've been talking about it because we all listen. And we just wanted to let you know that you're kind of like the Taylor Swift of podcasting. It's like you go on these dates just so you can have something to talk about on your show.
Whoa.
And I sat there and I was like, I mean, Taylor Swift's pretty darn cool, so sure, I'll take it. And then I turned to him and I go, well, I guess now we've got bad blood.
Bad blood.
You used to be bad blood. Take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got bad blood. Hey. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Can I be the Zendaya to your Taylor Swift?
Is that a thing? Is she in the squad?
She was in the video.
Okay, then yeah, I guess she's in the squad.
Yeah. Cool black chick. I'm just saying, she's awesome. She's done like campaigns for
she's
like
very young too.
Yeah, like, it's so nice to see like a Disney person like young and
feel
grounded.
Like she's like 20 something like that. Not not very old at all,
right? Man.
Anyway, so man. Yeah, so that happened and that made me laugh because I was like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift has a ton of money. And if that's,
just saying,
if that's what this turns into,
right?
So
oh
be
no,
it. Fine with it.
We're getting paid lots of money to talk about our life in a catchy
way. I was
way.
Like, mind you, I yeah. will say, and I've said it before. I really don't like pick
Thank
the
you.
Crazies.
We don't go on bad dates
I don't
for giggles.
Go on dates going that guy's going to be a train wreck.
Just saying,
because I don't have the time to waste.
I didn't go up to Leroy and say, hey, grab my cheek and make me feel uncomfortable so I have a great story. Doesn't work like that.
Right. It doesn't work like that.
Goodness.
So So, okay, so now flashback to the, okay, so Dave and Stacey and Bob, everybody has said at some point, someone's going to figure out on one of the dating sites that I have a podcast.
Oh my gosh, can I be a co-host?
Yes!
Oh, yay! Let's be friends! See what I did? I went back in time.
I felt
it. Whoa, deja vu.
On DRQ.
What?
Now you're really going back in time.
I mean, you know, my older brother told me about that station.
You got nothing.
Sorry, continue.
So this guy messages me and I was like, oh, you know, I'm going through all the messages trying to find the good ones for first impressions, because there are normal ones too. Yeah. I feel like people know that.
But we holler,
why would I talk
ones.
About the normal ones when I could talk about the crazies?
Hey.
And this guy sends me, let's see, what's his name? Leaf.
Ooh, Erickson.
And so Leaf sends me a message and he's like, God, let me pull it up. Why am I doing that?
Why don't you pull it up?
He sends me a message and it says,
talk about it, talk hey. About it, talk about it, ooh, baby.
Do, 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 do. It says, hey, I just need to let you know that I'm pretty sure you have a podcast and I'm pretty sure I've listened to it. And he goes, I feel like I need to say something crazy to you so that I end up on your show. So here you go, Leaf. You're on the show.
Hey, Leaf.
So, so then I respond, yeah, I do have a podcast. Is that something that you're interested in? Because how many times has Dave said, bring him in?
Oh, my gosh.
And he's not terrible looking either.
I mean, so, you don't think he's
although
terrible
he's listening
looking.
To the show, and he's going to have the biggest head when I say that. Sorry. So then aww, he sends
you're,
me.
You're welcome. And,
right? You're welcome. Your pictures are good. So.
My code name is Taylor.
Yeah, just. T-Swift.
T-Swizzle. Yeah.
T-Swift if you're nasty.
Oh!
So
that's what I say about my car, Penelope. Her name's Penelope. P-Nasty on the weekends.
Oh, you make it so like your car comes to life.
Hey, she could be a transformer. She's a fembot.
Oh, my God. So then I say, yeah, I do. I have a podcast and all that stuff. And then he goes, I really think we should get together. We should go on a date. It would be the most epic date. And we would have like podcast. He's trying to say something. It didn't type out right.
Oh.
But like topics for podcast like- for days. That's what he said for shows. Like,
okay, so here's what we have to do. So, he has to come in here first.
No. So here's what I said. I was like, if we do this, Stacey has to follow us with Facebook Live.
Oh! Crikey, they're going on a date right
oh
now.
God, that's exactly what I thought. I thought Stacey's going to sit there on Facebook Live and be like, as we can see, Chelsea in a walled environment. She's with the man. He seems like he's okay. Oh, dear Lord, they're walking into a clown studio.
Oh, no.
Chelsea doesn't like clowns.
Chelsea's freaking out. Okay, they're going to the Starbucks next door.
Chelsea ran away crying.
All right, okay.
Oh,
in
he's
the store
consoling
box.
Her.
She's getting a soy green tea.
And then, you know, you guys could always just, like, follow and send us things, and Stacey could text me and be like, they want you to do this.
Nuh-uh. You know I'll shut it down. Would Jesus approve of this? No.
I was thinking more they just want you to, like, hopscotch or something stupid.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, make out or something.
No.
Like I'd be like,
look
no.
Look at who took it bad and...
Listen, I'm making up for Dave and Bob not being here. My goodness.
I can do better. Say a little prayer for me.
But so, okay, so that happened, and it was crazy. So I'm sad that Dave and Bob aren't here because I really wanted them to be like, do it! Go on the date!
He has to come here first, though.
But why would he come here? I feel like then he's going to, like, it's going to, I bet you he'd chicken out.
Oh!
Yeah, I called him out. I feel like this is a lot.
Did your
Jess
phone
is
ring?
In studio, by the way.
Just got called out.
Jess is in studio.
What happened?
So this guy, what was his name? Leaf? Leaf?
Erickson!
Leaf.
The fake name letter of the day is L. Leaf messaged me on a dating site and told me that he knows I have a podcast and he thinks I should go out with him because he would take me on a date that would be epic. Basically give me topic of conversation for episodes to come. And I sent him one
which
back that said,
horrible.
Oh, I know, right?
Thank you.
I know, right?
Thank
so then
you.
I sent him one back that said, I'll only agree to this if Stacey gets to follow us with Facebook Live.
Yeah. Like, do it. Crikey, she's going on a date right now.
Do it. Shit, I will follow you with Facebook Live.
Just so intervene. Don't you try to hold her hand.
Yeah. If he's, I mean, if you're going to go all out, you got to go all out, though.
Right, right.
I know you're listening right now. I know, so right? There's that.
Totally listening.
So, you know, if you're going to make it epically bad, you better make it like epically bad.
No, seriously, like you should.
But also get her really drunk so she can like deal with it throughout that.
So she can just deal with it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Stacey will drive me home.
Listen, okay. Just pray.
So before we go on, we have our final segment.
Oh, we do. What's that called?
First impressions.
First impressions are what we were just talking about with this guy. It's the first message that guys send me.
Yeah.
It is. I did change one of my subjects in my New Age Dating Things to be what's the worst pickup line you've ever said to a girl.
Ooh.
Because I felt like those were really funny. And I thought maybe I'd get more. And I did. So this guy's name is Leopold.
Leopold.
And he sent me, damn, sugar, slow down. I'm diabetic.
I got the shugs.
That's my boyfriend says.
just ridiculous. 32, by the way. The next guy is Lamar. Right? Lamar. And he said, I'm not trying to impress you or anything, but... dot, dot, dot. And then the next message said, I'm Batman. And then he changed all of his pictures to Batman. This is my favorite one. Maybe I should do one more before I go to my favorite one.
Oh.
It was my favorite. It was ridiculous.
Suspense.
When I got it.
Okay.
So okay. Here's a bad one. So this guy's name was Lennox.
Ooh, Lewis.
And there you go. And all he sent was, hey, please have sex with me.
Gross. No.
Well, obviously, no.
No, I'm just mad. I'm just saying no to him as a person. Listen,
oh my gosh,
you need to get
Jess,
your life
together. Did you hear
together.
The one from last week?
No.
Oh, man. I got to find
tell
it.
Me.
It was so good. It
I don't
made,
remember the one from last
you
week.
You will when I tell you.
Oh. Will I?
Will I or won't I?
Yes.
What
yes.
was the one name that we were looking at or we were thinking about? What was it?
Lucifer?
No, it was for a thing. No, you tell the devil no.
Oh, okay. So this one was from last week, but it was really funny. You should sell hot dogs because you already know how to make a wiener stand.
Oh, come on.
Praying.
He does need Jesus.
You see?
Oh my.
You see?
My bad.
Okay. So
bet you was the same guy that said, you want to have sex? Because that's what
So this guy, this is my favorite one.
This guy. What's his
sends
name?
Me this message, and I don't even think he saw my headline. I think he just sent this to me.
Oh.
He said, your eyes are as blue as the ocean, and baby, I'm drowning. And I responded with, my eyes are brown. and he just responds with, oh.
He probably has blue eyes. He's like, listen, I want to get married. I want to have blue-eyed kids.
Like, I want genetics on my side.
I'll tell you part of the average.
I also
race.
Got one guy, let's say his name was Lochte.
Douche.
That's the last name, but you know, whatever.
Sorry. Hey, it still counts. Douche.
And he sent me.
Sorry, he's not a douche. He's one of God's children. That's
and
so
he
rude.
Just sent me, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Up. I know, right?
I feel like you called it. Is that like
douche.
Midnight at Canada?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Oh my goodness. That's the last time.
It's not even original.
I know,
like,
right?
That's a song.
But I swear, the
get
blue eyes got me.
Thank you.
First off, like, all of my pictures, I have very large brown eyes.
Like, aww, brown eye girl.
You can't mess up.
Like, really? And I love it because I told Jess that one earlier. She's like, well, maybe he's colorblind. I'm like, he would still be able to tell that they're dark.
You're right.
Like, maybe they're a dark blue. Maybe he's like, maybe she wears contacts.
Maybe they're a navy blue.
In the navy.
So the seven seas.
In the navy.
The next line.
They want you. They want you. They want you as the new figure.
What?
ridiculous
though, right? But no, I seriously love that. I love that I changed it to give me your best pickup line because I'm getting great ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, that wiener stand one, that's 2 weeks strong and I'm still laughing.
Oh,
I sent
goodness.
Him a message, by the way, and never got a response.
Oh, well, maybe it's not standing anymore.
Over it. So I'm going to try and make up a plan of time that I can go out with the guy. What was his name? Leaf.
Addison.
and if we do, we're going to Facebook Live it, because why the heck not?
Oh my God.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to.
You know what? As soon as I find out where it is, I'm going to turn it into a Facebook event and have like
hashtag worst date ever.
Have like six people, because let's be real, that's how many people would show up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did with
the
convention.
I'll bring the popcorn.
Have six people just following us like 12 feet behind.
And the vodka.
Oh my God. That's what I did at the convention. It was just like tweeting everything
people
that was going
start,
on.
People are like adding on, and they'll be like, oh, is this a pub crawl? Is this a pub crawl?
Yeah.
We're just watching this bad date.
It doesn't have to be bad. He said epic. Epic should be
good. Is he taking her to a shoe store?
Hey. Which side of Somerset? Which side? Which side? Better not make her pay for anything. Listen, you're the one who wants to take her out on an epic date. She better not pay for anything.
Yeah.
Sir, if you are sir, better not be your brother or your sister messaging for you.
Isn't that crazy? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, we're right there.
Yeah, we're right there. Oh. Anyway, so, okay, it was just a ladies' night tonight.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Yeah, about Oz. I had so much fun. Thanks for episode 19.
What up, 19?
So the moral of Stacey's story is old dudes like to touch her.
Ew. I don't like old. Like, I never find old dudes attractive. Like, old dudes.
I know.
Old dudes.
I know.
Like, my bracket is like 7 years.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we have the sock all the time.
Yeah, but old, like, oh.
No, I get people who are hoping that I have daddy issues a lot on these damn
kids. Isn't that sad?
They're like,
so it makes me wonder how many like younger chicks
have
been with.
One guy's like 52, and he was like,
oh yeah,
hey, you're real pretty, and I think that we should go out. And I'm like, okay, that's the correct thing to say. 20 years.
Right, like I'm not looking for a sugar daddy, a boyfriend.
Thanks,
but I'll pass.
I'm looking for a boyfriend that when I say boy, I don't vomit in my mouth because it's such a lie. I don't
want
to meet your grandkids.
I don't want to meet your grandkids.
That's important.
Man, I'm the same age as your grandkids.
Oh, your grandson's cute.
Right. I sat there, I'm like, dude, I could very realistically be your daughter in a real sense.
Isn't
like,
that
you
crazy?
Could have been 21.
This one guy that I used to work with, he was like, we'll say 45, and he married a 20-year-old, and his daughter was like 20, like 25 or something like that. I'm like,
ew.
Isn't that awkward?
Ew.
I could not deal with that. I mean, thank God my parents, you know, they're still happily married, all that stuff. But if anything were to happen, like if one of them passed away, like...
I'm sorry, you're committed for life.
Right, like, I feel like I would be the worst one.
It's
like,
not till death, it's till both of you die.
Right, like, I feel like I would block both of them so badly. I don't care which one it was.
No, I swear, it's like that girl at the end of Legally Blonde when she figures out the ammonium flagellate would deactivate in her hair. Yep, I did it. And she's
esthetician.
Like, and then she leans forward and she's like, she's my age. Did she tell you that? Because she killed her father.
Yeah.
Her name was Chutney that. Also.
Weird. Chutney?
Yeah.
Ooh. Chutney.
I just watched that movie.
Chutney.
Chutney. Yeah. Weird.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Weird. Anyway, on that note, guys are weird. If you see our Facebook post or our Twitter post or our Instagram post. Reasons Why I'm Single, number one. men are boys. Number two, boys are stupid.
Yep.
Our boys are dumb. And then number three is boys say stupid things. That's pretty much the premise of our show.
Post on post. Yes.
If you're listening live, we're real happy to have you. If not, if you're in syndication, thanks for clicking.
Hey.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
Bye.